podcast. I hope that you are doing very good and that, you know, y'all are having a great day today. I know that it is Sunday. It's what today is? June 18th, I believe. No, I'm sorry, June 16th. I'm driven. It has been 1 week into me turning 21, and let me tell you, it has been very interesting. I think I have went out and drank, and I don't think I can do it anymore. I just want to rest and just get back to being normal. But I have had a really good time this week, you know, hanging out with my friends and being able to do some new things that I wasn't able to do before. So it's kind of an update on me. That's about it. Life is kind of picking up. I'm in summer school, so I'm pretty busy all the time. But like I said, I'm holding myself accountable. Y'all know that was one of my favorite things, and I'm still doing it. But let's fast forward. Let's talk about what my topic is today. So my topic today is motivation. I've noticed that recently I have been really motivated to get things done in my life. Whether that be, you know, getting ahead in class, whether that be embracing something that I always said I want to embrace. Because being motivating isn't always just about doing something, right? It can be, you know, thinking about what you want in your life and just being happy and excited about what's to come. Or it could also be you getting things done. I love to get things done. If I have something that I need to do, I'd rather just do it, right? I don't want to wait around. I don't want to, you know, put it off. I'd rather do it. So I want to talk to y'all about different things and steps that you can take to be motivated. So my first suggestion would be to get a good book. You may say, how will this make me motivated? Let me tell you. I got the book, You Are a Badass, by Jen. I really don't know how to say her last name. I don't know. Y'all probably know what I'm talking about. It's yellow. And it's basically how to stop doubting your greatness and start living an awesome life. And ever since I've started reading this book, I have been motivated to be not only to get stuff done, but to honestly be the best version of myself that I can possibly be. So getting things done, doing what makes me happy, trying new things, taking a risk, being brave, manifesting greatness into my life because it's already there. And I just need to align my energy to it. So I would suggest getting a really good book that's very positive, very motivational. Because I promise you it's going to change your life. It's going to make you want to get up every morning and do everything that you can to be the best person that day and to get whatever you have planned to get done, done. So that would be my first thing. My second suggestion would be stop procrastinating. Everybody's favorite thing, right? To tell everybody to stop procrastinating, just do it. But honestly, just do it. Like, literally like Nike. Just do it. You'd be surprised how much stuff you'll get done if you just sit down, write a list, and do it, right? About 2 weeks ago, I did not want to write this blog post that I had to do for class. It was just long. It had to be APA format. Like, I had to have in-text citations. It was just a lot, and I was dreading it. I was like, I don't want to do this. And I really didn't want to do it. And I just kept putting it off. And then I was like, you know what? No. You're going to sit down in front of this computer. And you're just going to start writing. You're just going to do it. And when I tell y'all, I was probably done in 15 minutes. Probably not even. It took so little time to do. But I was dreading it so much that I just kept putting it off. And it honestly wasn't that bad once I sat down and it got in my head that I was going to do it right then and right there. And get it done. Did I have to walk away a few times? Yeah. But I got it done in such a small amount of time that it could have been done way before if I would have just did it. Get it. Just do it like Nike. My third suggestion would be write to-do list. Y'all, I recently, this past semester, got into writing to-do lists. And when I tell y'all, I love it. Like, I don't know. It's just something about having a list and putting everything that you want to do for that day on it. Not just like, oh, this, like literally everything. If you want to put, I even get down to the point where I'm like, okay, wash clothes, vacuum room, wash dishes. Like I get that specific. I put today's list is to cook, complete my workout fitness body composition thing for class, to start on a chapter 7 lesson, to take an exam, to study, to blog, to make a podcast. Like I have everything. So then when you're doing it and you're checking yourself off your list, you're like, dang, like I got some stuff done today, which motivates you to even wake up tomorrow and make another to-do list. I have to-do lists for every single day of the week. I don't care when it is. I don't really make one for Fridays or Saturdays, but any other day, I'm making a to-do list. And if I don't get something done on the day before, it automatically is transferred to my new to-do list. I would say the best time to write a to-do list is either the night before the day or as soon as you get up that morning and get your day started, because you kind of know what you want to do, what you want to get done for the day. My last suggestion would be to be easy on yourself. I mean, honestly, it's hard to be motivated when you're not being nice to yourself, right? If we're being mean to ourselves and we're telling ourselves, oh my God, like, oh, I'm not going to do it right, or oh, it's going to suck, or mine isn't going to be as good, or whatever the situation may be, it's only going to make us not want to do it even more. So be nice to yourselves, be kind, you know, send out positive energy into the world and you'll receive it right back. I'm learning that right now in my life, that if I'm nice and if I'm positive and I'm encouraging and I'm, you know, just giving out good energy, I have no choice but to get energy that's positive in return. So we have to think about that. Like, be nice to yourselves. You know, you don't have to wake up every day and get every single thing done. Nobody's saying that. I don't even do that. But as you start to take baby steps towards your success and you get more motivated, you're going to see things in your life start to align and come into place. And so, yeah, I just hope that you guys got something out there today. I strongly suggest getting the You Are a Badass book. It is honestly so good and so motivating. It literally, like I said, makes me want to be the best version of myself every day when I wake up. And I feel like everybody should do that. And if we all did that every day, the world would be such an amazing place, right? But we can only start with ourselves and hope to impact the people around us and hope that they can see, you know, our lifestyle and be encouraged to be like us and motivated. So I hope that you guys enjoyed this podcast and that you got something out of it. And I'll talk to you guys next week.